America's Strategic Air Command maintains a large force of B-52 bombers airborne 24 hours a day.
And after all, let's face it, we don't want to start a nuclear war unless we really have to, do we?
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works? A moment, please.
Well, perhaps you're forgetting the provisions of Plan R, sir.
I would hate to have to decide who stays up and who goes down.
The whole point of the Doomsday Machine is lost.
We were to immediately launch an all-out and coordinated attack on all their airfields and missile bases. We'd stand a damn good chance of catching them with their pants down. Truth is not always a pleasant thing, but it is necessary now to make a choice. Choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
Luckily, I was able to interpret these feelings correctly. Loss of essence. I can assure you it has not recurred. Women sense my power.
Doctor, wouldn't this nucleus of survivors be so grief-stricken and anguished that they'd, well, envy the dead and not want to go under?
When they tortured you, did you talk?
Ah, hell.
No. They wanted me to talk like that. They wanted me to say anything. It was just their way of having a bit of fun, that's why.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Look, I don't know what sort of stupid game this is you're playing.
I admit the human element seems to have failed here.
We're just gonna have to help you destroy them, didn't
we? We have heard the wings of the Angel of Death fluttering over our heads from the Valley of Fear.
Well, this is absolute madness, Ambassador. Why should you build such a thing?
I would say it's rather than something. Probably wrong somewhere.
Now, why don't you just take it easy, Group Captain? And please make me a drink of grain alcohol and rainwater and help yourself to whatever you'd like. I don't know how well I could stand up under torture.
Well, of course, the answer to that is, well, no one ever does.
The Doomsday Machine. Device which will destroy all human and animal life on Earth.
We've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb.